I think one of the biggest questions that's come out of this is, what about the patient who's been treated in the past, who's a year, 2, 3 years out from diagnosis? It kind of reminds me of some of the discussions we've had about switching and hormonal therapy, because people are starting to look at what the risk is at certain points in time, although, of course, we don't have data in terms of trastuzumab in a delayed fashion. And until we do, we're going to have to make some decisions about these patients.
Well, an interesting thing in the North American trials is that the risk of recurrence is very pronounced in the first 2 or 3 years. I think if you are beyond 3 years out, you know, your risk is really quite different than what it was at baseline. So aside from the fact that there's no data on whether or not to give women who are 2 or 3 years out trastuzumab, it's not clear that they need the trastuzumab based on the same kind of analogies you would extend to the hormone therapy. So we have not been going back and adding trastuzumab to patients like that. For women who've just finished a course of chemotherapy within the past several months and whose tumors were HER2 positive, then we have been, based on these data, suggesting that they consider trastuzumab therapy. Obviously, this is a time-limited problem. Women who are more than 6 or 12 months out, we have not been going back and adding trastuzumab frequently to their treatment. I know that different centers have drawn the line in the sand at different places. I think that a sobering experience from the intergroup trial is that if you gave that patient an anthracycline and taxane-based chemotherapy regimen, like AC followed by paclitaxel, and then you say, well, what's the gain associated with sequential therapy with trastuzumab? There is no statistically significant gain in the intergroup study in that arm B. So at best, you know, we are offering a modest advantage to such patients.
Although, again, that's pretty few events.
Very few events, but, you know, those are the only data you have.
So 38-year-old woman, 10 positive nodes, is a year and a half out, HER2 positive, ER negative.
Well, there really are no data for such women. And in the absence of a metastatic recurrence in that patient, I have not been offering trastuzumab to such patients. If she had just finished her chemotherapy 4 months ago, then there's more of a temptation to add some trastuzumab.